I'm in the kitchens with Jeremy, Chef Jeremy. What is the difference between macerating and marinating, please?
Technically, macerating is normally when you have something that's maybe slightly dried and you're putting something with it to be absorbed, whereas marinating is more sort of coating in it. So if you're doing a barbecue, say if you were going to grill some peaches and stuff on the barbecue, you may macerate those in some alcohol. Or if you're going to do a couple of sticky ribs or something, when you put the barbecue sauce on the outside, that's sort of marinating.
And what we've got here, we've got two examples of something macerating and marinating. We've got this beautiful salmon that smells absolutely incredible. Tell me, that's marinating, right?
Yeah, so that's marinated in some little spices. It's basically, that's going to be grilled. We've got an event on this week that's having a barbecue, so they're going to be grilled. So it's a little bit of oil, a little bit of rapeseed oil, and some spices.
And does the oil help get the flavour into something that's being marinated?
It's a funny thing. One, we put it on there because when we grill it, but also it sort of helps the spices adhere. So it's a way of sort of like lubricating the fish to absorb the spices.
And then we've got strawberries that are macerating. Why are they in a plastic bag?
Because that's how they come from the shops. No, I'm only joking.
They're vacuum sealed, are they?
Yeah, so basically, modern technology, we use sous vide a lot, which is under pressure. Sous vide in French means under pressure. So basically, what it does, with the pressure from the outside squeezing in, it allows them to really get more flavour into the strawberries and sort of compress the strawberries, which gets more flavour in them themselves. So basically, there's just a little salt, sugar, saccharide solution with some vanilla, some balsamic, some black pepper, and a little bit of cumin in there. And those are forced under pressure. So basically, it forces the liquid into the strawberries. Just gives them a deeper, more intense flavour.
And it's quite important to get that done quickly, because obviously strawberries, they deteriorate quite quickly as a fruit, so you can't leave them for a long time, can you?
No, but the good thing is about this process is actually because you're putting them under pressure, you're breaking down some of the forms in there, and the strawberries are actually raw, but they taste cooked. And that's sort of a real art, because people think you've cooked them, but you haven't denatured any of the nutrient content of them by cooking them. But you have the same texture in your mouth. They're slightly softer, and then you've got the beautiful liquid coming out when you bite them that you've macerated them in.
So when you're macerating and marinating, is there any difference in the amount of time that you macerate or marinate something?
Well, it's the same. It depends how much flavour you want to get into something. Marinating, I mean, we also use marinating with vat packing, where we marinate the meat if you want to flavour it with something, and then we vat pack it, so you're sealing in the flavour in essence. But it all depends on the strength if you want something in there. Under pressure, it does it more intensely, so it takes a short period of time. But generally, if you're just doing stuff in the fridge, if you want a really strong flavour, it's a no-brainer. You just leave it for longer.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.